Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome to the 10 a.m. Casual Show. My name is Kent, your host. Just want to let you know, these episodes came out a few days ago over on my Patreon. That is patreon.com/kentristing2. If you want to stay up to date on this daily podcast, that is the best way. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye. Opening a tab and forgetting what you were supposed to search is the modern day version of walking into a room and forgetting what you were supposed to grab. Just saying. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 10 a.m. Casual Show. I only thought of that because I opened up my Premiere Pro program this morning to edit something, and I forgot what I was supposed to edit, and I just went, oh, you idiot. You idiot, Kent. You idiot. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's been enjoying the podcast lately. Our viewership's been going up a lot, and I've been like, whoa. That was not my intention. I just planned to make these to just, I don't know, have a 10-minute version of myself. I had a cool realization yesterday, though, in terms of my creative process and my creation process, is that I need to tell more impactful stories to my life because I'm going through a lot and I need to figure out what I'm going through. And I visualize it through making movies. And I've been making movies, well, forever, but I've been making movies that, like, how do I even put this? Like, mean different things to me. You know, like they're about personal stuff, or they're about this, or they're about that, and I film everything. I have so much video. Do you ever see Exit Through the Gift Shop? There's this guy in that movie who, I'm not gonna spoil it, but basically the whole movie is about this guy who was supposed to be making a movie, but just filmed everything for no reason, really. And I was like, yeah, no, that's your boy. That's me. I don't know why I film everything, but it feels right. That's like the end of the story. It's like, it feels right that I film everything and I have all these moments and I want to use them. Like they're amazing. Like these really, really cool things I was working on and I just did for no reason back when my life was so different. It's just so cool how, like what a year can do to you. I turned 23 in a little bit and I'm a little nervous about it. Not really. But I feel like 23 is the first year where you have to start, like, you know, you gotta know what makes you tick, you gotta know what gets it going, you gotta know. But I'm, like, out here, 22, like, well, I don't really know what's going on. Okay, so I had a really hard realization yesterday. I tweeted some things, and I went to, like, some events, and And a lot of people were talking to me about what happened, you know, like the whole deleted everything. And everyone who asked me apologized when they asked or told me, they're like, hey, I'm so sorry for what happened. And I did not know, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna move real quick. I did not know how to feel about that. Like, am I sorry for myself? Or do I just not want that entirely? Or what do I want? Like, what do I want from that interaction? Do I want condolences or is it better now? Because that's the thing. You watch my video and I had this really positive outlook and I still do. I know that I'm just in this like mode of like, I'm still trying to get to the next point of my life, you know, the next thing that I do. But it's still hard to like, I don't know, it's just hard to visualize it when it's not exactly here. But I felt really good about yesterday. Remember how I talked about doing the animation? I did it. I sat down and just did it, the whole thing. It took like 4.5 hours. I tweeted a photo of my setup where I literally have a camera mounted on my camera slider, but just locked in the middle so that it can look straight down. I've got a light mounted directly over it, so it's got light now. And I tried to make a stop motion, and I think it's going to be pretty good, like something new. Just, I'm not the best at making them yet. I need to learn how to be better. But it's fun to, like, I don't know, try. It's fun to try. It's fun to, like, push myself. And, you know, tonight I was like, I want to watch this movie because it's all about stop motion. And it's like, okay, I'm going to take some time to learn. But I had a really good day because I felt courageous enough to reach out to some people that I really wanted to talk to and work with. And I don't really know if it's going to come to fruition or not, but I do feel passionate that I tried, and it felt good to try. It felt good to do something. So that was a nice little thing. And I'm so sorry I have to be so vague about things, but basically I tried to put myself out there. I responded to some tweets. I responded to some DMs of people being like, hey, we're looking for this social person. And I was like, yo, I might be your guy. But something I did, a direction I took with it was like true honesty, because I'm really scared at this point to sell myself. And I think that that's what I need to learn how to do. And I've been actually I subscribed to 15 YouTube channels last night that are all videographers who do freelance videography for a living. And I was like, that's something I could do. How could I learn from these people? And so I went and watched their videos and just learned a lot and learned about how I need to sell myself, but I'm still scared to do it. I'm still scared to DM someone and DM them with a lot of confidence, just because it's hard. How do you, it's not pretending. I'm not pretending I have something or pretending I don't or pretending this or that or whatever. It's I know I have these skills. It's just that it's hard to write it in a way that doesn't sound a little bit edgy. Because I just don't want to oversell. I guess that's my problem right now. But I need to figure that out, because I want to be a storyteller right now. So I'm just trying to tell as many stories as I can to prove that I know what I know, so that when I send these emails and I send these DMs, it comes along with something, underneath in my PS where it says, here's some sample work. There's stuff I'm really, really proud of there. And, one of the movies I was really proud of that I made was the losing 200,000 followers overnight. Because it's true. I was very proud of that movie. That was one of the coolest movies I made. I watched it last night, and I was just the intro and the beginning and everything. It's great. I did a good job. And I was like, Ken, I'm really proud of you. But the problem is, I can't really send that movie to people, because they're like, if they're going to hire me to do social media, I have to explain that story. But maybe the way I told that story is good enough to recover for myself. I don't know. Oh, gosh. So I'm going to New York City this weekend, and I'm trying to write some sort of narrative of why. Why am I going to New York? What is the reason? What is this? What is that? Don't know. It just felt like something I wanted to do. Not going to New York, tell a story, make a video about it, because I realize I have all these events coming up in life, and I need to not capitalize, but allow myself to tell the story of what's going on, not be afraid of what's going on, and embrace the kind of coolness of these events. So I'm going to New York, meeting up with a couple friends, having a cool dinner, an important dinner, and just we're taking the train. Should be really fun. There's a whole thing about it. So I'm not gonna spoil it until it's a video, because I'm gonna make a video. Today's my day to figure it out. We're gonna be there for one night. We're staying in a swanky hotel, because Hotels Tonight is such a baller app. We've been using them for so long, and they just keep giving us more and more rewards. Oh, it's nice. Okay, but today's focus is finishing this Instagram movie, but I don't know what exactly it's going to look like in the end. What's the perfect version of it? I still don't have that, but I'm excited to try. Oh, one more thing I want to talk about before we go. Did you guys see that Yes Theory movie yet? The one about Frozen Alive, where they go with Wim Hof and learn how to be cold and how to survive and all that. It was amazing. You have to watch it. It's so inspiring. It was actually the first thing I've watched in a long time where I was physically reacting to what they had going on. They're I was squirming watching it. And when they're doing breathing exercises, I found myself accidentally doing them too. It was really fun. So I highly recommend it. It's just such an incredible movie. It kind of felt like Yes Theory sat in a circle and said, we want to make something for Netflix. But they're like, we don't know how to do that. So they just made a YouTube version of their Netflix movie and just posted it on YouTube. And it's absolutely garnering all the attention that they wanted. It's amazing. And I guarantee that this is going to be a huge leaping off point for them. And I'm stoked. Good for them. It was so fun to watch. And Andreas Hem filming it, obviously, just an incredible videographer, very inspired by him. It just captured the whole thing perfectly. So, final thing of the day, go check that out. You'll enjoy it. Watch it after work or something. All right, thanks everyone for listening. I'll catch you later. Bye.
This was a Kentresting podcast.